This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Crowdfunding has become pretty widespread as a means of raising capital for businesses. However, taking money from people has never been easy. What do you need to know to discover if crowdfunding is the way forward for you? This is Five for Fortune, bringing you five do's or don'ts to help you navigate the challenging world of work and business. I'm Tasha Fasil. Slava Rubin, CEO of Indiegogo, once said that this is the decade of funding, and that in just a few years, raising money from the crowd would be as commonplace as using social media. So after doing some research on the subject, here are a few things I learned about crowdfunding.
Number one.
Gatekeepers. Startups have to get through many gatekeepers to successfully raise money. Banks, venture capitalists, and angel investors can all be hard to find, let alone convince. Crowdfunding allows startups to pitch their idea to potential investors no matter who and where they are. It's a new platform that rewires the business model for startups and could have a huge impact in the near future. In that sense, the crowdfunding platform disrupts some of the most traditional methods of raising capital. However, the fundamental forms of capital raising remain.
Number two.
Get to know the differences between the various types of crowdfunding. There are three types of crowdfunding. Perks-based is what most platforms like Indiegogo and Kickstarter currently offer. This is where something is promised, typically a product, copy or service, in exchange for the crowd's money. Next, debt crowdfunding, which is the least known form of crowdfunding and works more like a traditional loan from a bank, except that it's sourced through the crowd. What's about to change the entire game is equity crowdfunding, taking investment in exchange for a percentage of ownership of the company. Another way to think of it is that perks are a donation from the crowd, whereas debt or equity would be an investment. You need to know what's going to work for you, and this depends on many factors, such as what stage your business is in, the amount of money you need, and for what purpose. At an early stage, perks-based crowdfunding allows you to get validation from customers, and it's a chance for you to show what you've got and let them sample it, while allowing you to raise funds to start your operations. Debt funding is pretty much like a bank loan, except that, in this case, you owe your debt to a crowd of people instead of the bank. This changes the game a little, because you're responsible for paying it all back with interest. And finally, with equity crowdfunding, you have to seriously consider if giving away a percentage of ownership of your business, especially if you're a startup, is a good idea, particularly with people you don't necessarily know, unlike a VC which has a track record. And again, equity or not, investors want to see returns. Which leads us to...
Number three.
Be prepared. Slava Rubin, CEO of Indiegogo, says, if you don't know who is funding you on day one, don't launch. His point is that you have to know exactly who your likely investors are before you actually launch your campaign. In the same way you should validate your business idea with potential customers, you should validate your crowdfunding campaign with potential investors before you launch. Think about that zany auntie of yours who has money and would love the product you're trying to bring to market. Also, you have to be prepared to follow up with each of these investors once the campaign launches. You've got to make sure that those who commit to funding you in the early days of the campaign will actually follow through. And never forget the legal aspects. What are you responsible for and can you deliver before you take money from the crowd? Is yours a long-term sustainable business or do you want a quick exit when things come up rosy? And does your contract allow you to do that?
Number four.
Crowdfunding has more than one purpose. Most people think that crowdfunding is all about raising money. But Slava Rubin says that money is really the least important part of the whole exercise. Crowdfunding enables startups to validate their idea with potential customers, raise awareness, test their marketing strategy, and find early adopters, which are elements that are more crucial to the future success of a company than just cash. The money is just the cherry on top.
Number five.
Picking the right platform can make all the difference. There is a plethora of crowdfunding platforms out there today. Don't just go with the most popular one or the one you've heard of because you think it'll have the most success. Use the platform that fits your startup best, whether it's an industry-specific or general platform, which can help you most effectively reach the slice of investing population you're targeting. Be sure to find someone who's done a crowdfund campaign before and ask for their advice. Which platforms did they go with? What legal implications were there? Perks or debt or equity? Finding out as much as you can will equip you with the ability to make better decisions. Of course, crowdfunding isn't a magic bullet. Just because you can raise a large amount of money from the crowd doesn't mean that you have a successful startup on your hands. The rules for building a business still apply. You still have to build and develop that product or service, execute every day, and make sure that the team around you is functioning at a high level. crowdfunding may not be for everyone, but for those who choose to employ this strategy, it holds tremendous potential. Here's to success. This has been Five for Fortune. I'm Tasha Fusil on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.